My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yankees baseball is on. WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Boomer Geo coming to you live
in the Ford
Tough Studio on CBS Sports Network.
It's a feel-good football Friday. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
As Adam Simon said.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and it's all good for the Kansas City Chiefs. And right now, it's all good for the New York Giants and the New York Jets because they haven't played a game yet. So we going to see what's going on.
It's all good for the Mets, too.
It is, and they played lots of games.
And the Yankees play today at 220, all 3-day games at the Cubs.
Yeah,
at
Wrigley Field. That
I like
is correct.
It. Little afternoon baseball. I got night football and baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, on Peacock tonight, the Packers and the Eagles.
That's right, Packers and the Eagles on Peacock.
Promoting Peacock now.
Well, you're not promoting it. You're just stating a fact.
Yes.
And that's what they like when
it's
they pay all that money.
Watching NBC last night, like they promote NBC, this is going to be on NBC, but Peacock's always there.
Mm.
Like, they're always reminding you, it's Peacock, 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 because eventually it's all going to be Peacock, Peacock, Peacock. They're going to be peacocking.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I actually ended up watching the game on Peacock last night.
Oh, you did?
I just naturally went to it.
Went into, nobody naturally goes to Peacock.
No, I did. No, I honestly, because there's, you know how the TVs work, right?
Yes, I do.
So, no, I'm talking about our TVs.
Yes,
that,
I know.
That was not a condescending thing. Like, our TVs, there's two. There's cable, and then there's the Apple TV feature, right?
Yes, yes.
So we had set up for the same company.
TV. Yes, yes.
So I just instinctively these days go to the Apple TV because most of the stuff that I'm watching is on there.
Yeah.
So I went right to it. I was like, oh, that's right. It's supposed to be on cable. But wait a second. It's also on Peacock.
Peacocking.
I went to Peacock,
mm-hmm.
and then bang, there it was. On the
I will say, like, the easiest way to do any of this, and by the way, there's a great article. I haven't read it yet. I just saw the headline, but a buddy of mine sent it to me this morning. It's a great article on how much it costs to watch the NFL this year.
Especially if you get the NFL Sunday ticket from YouTube TV, which is $450.
You know, I didn't open the article yet. I should have opened it in the I was just reading about somebody getting hauled off to jail that's in an office somewhere here in New York or something. It's like every day there's another slap that's getting pulled out of her.
Well, he's looking for that. Stephen Waldron of CBS Sports, did you leave early today? You're still there.
I thought about leaving, but I'll stick around.
All right, very good. Do you know if YouTube TV carries CBS Sports Network?
Yes, it does. I have it.
Okay, all right, good. Because I'm officially ditching the cable. And
I've had it for a while. No complaints.
All right, good. Because I know DirecTV Stream as CBS Sports Network, but I'd rather have YouTube TV. So I just wanted to make sure because my kids and my wife don't want to see the show. So I just want to make sure when I switch, it's something that says CBS Sports Network. So that's good. Thank you, Steven.
Okay, so in this article.
yeah,
he'll be all right. So I'm reading in this article, paying for all four services can run you nearly $50 a month. even with the annual plans that offer discounted rates that can add up to more than $500 for the year to watch the NFL.
All right, so we're talking YouTube TV. We're talking Amazon.
Yep.
We're talking Netflix.
Yep.
We're talking Peacock.
Right. Now, for complete diehards, adding the out-of-market Sunday games through Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV would add another $479 to that bill, all of which means that the NFL fan who wants access to every snap could wind up paying over $1,000, including monthly cable bills, if you still have those.
Mm.
And it's funny, they do have a graph here, how to watch NFL Sunday games. ESPN, ABC, ABC, ESPN, ESPN Plus, blah, 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 you know. So the media strategy is highlighted by the fact that 100% of all NFL games are broadcast on free over-the-air television in the markets of the participating teams, in addition to distribution on new and growing digital platforms.
Okay.
But there you go.
There it is. Costs a lot of money to watch the NFL if you want to watch the NFL.
Costs a lot of money to do everything.
Well, that's true. Indeed.
I mean, I don't know if you've noticed.
I have noticed. I notice every day.
Yeah.
You know? It's not easy.
Sales tax goes up every time you go to buy something.
we are limited to the finish line without you going on some sort of political. We got to keep this a feel good football Friday.
I'm just telling you,
we're almost there, man.
What's going on here in New York? Have you seen a lot of National Guardsmen on the streets?
I'm not doing this.
Something's going on, man.
I'm not doing this.
I'm aware.
Yeah. No, of course. You got to be.
See something, say something.
You got to have a head on a swivel.
These are the days.
Indeed. So anywho.
Okay.
We're going to talk plenty about the Jets and the Niners, of course, on Monday. We got into the Giants and the Vikings. That was at 7 o'clock. If you want to go back on the free Odyssey app, we're going to make a pick on that game coming up. Other interesting games this week. And the cool games, I think it all starts, obviously, tonight with the Packers and the Eagles. It's always tough. To judge the London games was always tough to me because I feel like a good team could get clipped out there. But now you're talking about the first game of the season with two playoff teams starting off overseas. It's a weird one. I have it as one of the games that we're going to pick because it's a huge game.
Yeah, but it's only an hour time difference. Just it's the amount of time it takes to get there. It'd be like going from Miami to Seattle.
Yeah, it's strange. It's only an hour time difference.
Yeah.
And they speak Portuguese over there.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know why I decided to say that, but it did.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, they speak Portuguese because back in the day, Portugal basically ran the entire world.
Mm.
You don't realize it.
Back in the day, like way back.
Way back in the day, yes.
Like, whoa.
They had ships going all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Vasco da Gama. Was he Portuguese?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, so to judge the first game of the season, overseas, two good teams, tricky. Now, I did put it down as a game we're going to pick, and I shouldn't have done that because it's hard, and I don't like picking the game, but I feel like I need to pick the game.
I think it's a great game to pick.
It's tricky, though. Tricky.
It's tricky, but it's good teams, you know, and you got one quarterback signing a big contract this year, the other quarterback signing the big contract last year. The Eagles are adding Saquon Barkley into the mix of
Saquon Barkley.
So they're going to have, like, if you look at the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers, they don't pay their wide receivers.
Mm.
They pay their quarterbacks and they pay their linemen.
Mm.
If you look at the Eagles, they pay their wide receivers and their quarterback.
That is true. Yep.
But the Eagles, I think, offensively, skill position wise, have to have a top five group.
Well, yeah. I mean, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. That's hard to argue. Now, obviously, they lost one of the best centers to ever play, even though I'm sick of seeing him everywhere. But Jason Kelce, that's a huge loss. So they're going to have to figure that out. But yeah, this team is stacked. And what happened to them last year was shocking, the collapse, and Nick Sirianni obviously hanging on by a thread, had to change his coaching staff around. So I think that, you know, first impressions of this Eagles team and what that fan base, what the ownership, and what Howie Roseman is looking at, I feel like is a bigger deal than what the Packers see in the first game, because the Packers had that really good year, little bit of a surprise, got deeper than they thought. Jordan Love gets the money, but like this is a lot of crap happened in the offseason for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Think about the Packers, though. The Packers lost both Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers and went deep into the playoffs. How many teams can say that they could have done that?
Not a lot.
Most teams, you lose players of that magnitude, you're going to take a huge step back. But much like the Atlanta Falcons did this year with Michael Penix Jr., the Green Bay Packers did it with Jordan Love 4 years ago?
Mm. Yep.
So, you know, they basically bought an insurance policy that they thought that was going to pay off, and they weren't sure early in the season last year. But late in the season, they found who they believe is going to be their quarterback for the next 10 years.
By the way, Vasco da Gama was Portuguese. I had that right.
Vasco.
Vasco da Gama.
How do you spell Vasco?
V-A-S-C-O. You know Vasco da Gama, right?
Yeah, I know the name. I didn't know if he was Italian, Portuguese, could have been Spanish.
I mean, I nailed it. I am just all over it today. The Benson Boone song, Vasco da Gama being from Portugal.
Feeling good about yourself.
I am. He died on Christmas Eve, 1524. Oh, that's a shame. It's been tough for the da Gamas at that
you
point.
You sure it was Christmas Eve? Are we really sure?
What we celebrate. Sure it's what we celebrate is Christmas Eve.
So we're not sure about the lines in the football field, but now we're sure that this guy died on Christmas
no,
Eve.
No, we don't. No. I'm not one of the... one thing I'm sure of is that's when it's celebrated. You know what I'm saying?
What, his death?
Yeah. Well, no, his birth.
Oh, his birth.
I'm saying Jesus' birth. Oh, we celebrate at that point.
No, I'm talking about Vasco.
Well, you're saying, are we sure that Vasco died on December
25th? Yeah, well, I know. Some guy writing in a book somewhere like back
then. Yeah, you're right. No, you don't know.
Did he have ink?
Yeah.
They
used to dip the ink into the
thing. With a feather.
Yeah. You know what was crazy? Me speaking of that.
Quill, yes.
I can't even get through Eagles Packers without going to lead poisoning in 79 AD. But when I was in Italy, we went to Herculaneum, which is the other buried city by Pompeii after the Mount Vesuvius eruption. And the tour guy was telling us they used like lead pipes with their water system in both Pompeii and in Herculaneum.
Yeah, that's not good.
And yeah, so as smart as they were at 79 AD, they didn't realize lead was killing them.
Yeah, well, they didn't have a lab to study any of this stuff.
Right, but that's... the average age was like of dying was around 36, 37 years old.
And what were they dying of?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
lead poisoning?
Part of it. Yeah. Cancers, stuff like that. You know? Amazing. Fascinating. You ever been to Pompeii?
No.
Ever been to Herculaneum?
No.
I think you'd love it.
Okay.
I think you would absolutely love the history there. Ryan in Bayport. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, gentlemen. What's going on? How are we doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Nothing. Just heard you guys talking about, you know, all the streaming services. He's saying you might go to YouTube TV. I switched. You know, I got a house 3 years ago, got YouTube TV, never went cable. But for someone like you, you know, it sucks. They have all the football. You get a discount on Sunday ticket. But since I've had it for, you know, a few years, they dropped SNY. They dropped MSG.
Ooh,
they dropped YES.
Problem.
So, I mean, it's good for football, but I got to use, you know, my friends' logins, everything. If I want to watch a Knicks game, if I want to watch a Mets game, it makes it impossible. So
yeah,
you
know, I didn't know that.
Like, well, but you know what? You know what's coming though. Gotham Sports app is coming for the seven teams: the Knicks, the Islanders, the Rangers, the Devils, the Buffalo Sabres, Yankees, and Mets.
I think it's like $60 a month though, or something. It's crazy, even that service. So when you're paying for all that, I mean, cable's cheaper in the long run.
The Mets are not on that Gotham thing, by
yes,
the way.
They will be.
Well, Al's telling me no.
I'm telling you they will be.
Talking Eagles, oh, no, it's I'm actually Eagles
yes
fan.
MSG.
All right, yeah, go ahead. What about the Eagles?
The whole Eagles season relies on one thing, and that's just Jalen Hurts. I mean, losing Jason Kelce is huge because, you know, he makes all the calls at the line. So if Jalen's able to, you know, make those adjustments and, you know, see the coverage and do what he's got to do, and make those calls, he's got all the skill in the world. I mean, I don't think there's a better wide receiver core in the NFL ever. We got a Saquon. I mean, it's just all about him putting in the work, being able to make those adjustments and making the plays. So,
well, he's been around long enough. He's been around long enough now. He's been successful enough, took his team to a Super Bowl, almost won that Super Bowl, could have been the MVP in that Super Bowl, so he can handle it. you know, it's his time to be the unquestioned leader on that team. Now, something else happened with that team last year defensively. They kind of collapsed defensively like the Miami Dolphins did.
Yeah, well, Miami Dolphins lost everybody. I mean, their defense was ravished with injuries.
So I just want to go back. Al is right. It's YES Network and MSG Networks forming Gotham Sports local streaming app, not SNY. I don't know why SNY is always off to the side somewhere.
They love that. They love that cable monthly fee. They can't give it up.
Can't pry their cold, dead hands off of it.
I know they have the SNY app. I don't know. It's very confusing.
It's too much.
It's always they're always missing something. Just like that venue sports they were trying to do. Was missing CBS, wasn't part of it.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like it's always something.
Somebody's always getting ticked off. And then you got, you know, like, so I have Fubo right now. And, you know, I got the fiber optic, which is an interesting thing to go through. But, you know, I finally got it. And it works great. But then Fubo's fighting for Paramount now with Skydance. Because Bronfman, who owns Fubo, wants to make sure that he has live sports from CBS. Yes, exactly. It's crazy what's going on.
Did you say Mothman is fighting?
Edgar Bronfman.
Oh, okay.
I said Bronfman.
Mothman fighting with
Mothman
Paramount.
And Rodan.
Yes.
What?
What?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, still, bottom line is the cable bill that I'm paying for is just not worth it anymore. An additional streaming services.
Just get your fiber optic and just do your streaming.
Do your streaming. Get your fiber optics.
Because on the cable networks, you can't get what you... Because I'm sure you guys like Prime Video. I'm sure you like Netflix. I'm sure you like Peacock. Mm. But then again, by the time you add all up the streaming service plus the internet that comes into the house, at the end of the day, you don't even know what you're paying for.
It's true. It really is. It's ridiculous.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling,
come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, you and I were just talking about how a lot of times we'll run into kids and they'll talk to us and ask us about advice and things of that nature,
yeah.
Right? So it was interesting. Last night at this Breitling event, Logan Ryan was there. You remember Logan Ryan? The safety for the Giants,
yes,
Patriots.
I think absolutely.
He might have played for somebody else as well. Anyway, I got
the Titans, maybe?
Maybe the Titans.
Yeah.
So I was talking to him last night. And I said, you know, so Logan, you know, what are you doing now? So he went to the broadcast boot camp and CBS hired him. And he's doing college games on CBS Sports Network. And he's also working at CBS HQ doing, like, pro wrap-up stuff.
Nice.
And we were just talking about doing some of the games that he's already, I think he's done two games. And this week, I think he has Army. And it's amazing how, he goes, I can't believe how much work it takes to do a college game. Because you know, I'm a pro guy, but he's smart enough, obviously, to get through a game and things. But he goes, the college coaches are really coy about telling them, like, who's going to play. And he said that he was doing a stand-up before the game, and he was highlighting this one player who's going to be the player of the game. He's going to be awesome. And then the coach didn't play him. And I said, well, you know what? That's part of you know, learning your craft and learning who you're dealing with. And I think he's going to be really good. He seems like he's really into it. He's got a great look. He's got a great sound, and obviously he's got a great history as a player himself. Went to Rutgers.
Oh,
and I think he's going to be good.
And if CBS Sports Network ever gave Jerry Recco a shot again, maybe get a chance to work with Logan Ryan.
Never know.
That'd be
never
nice.
Know. I don't know, Jerry. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I would say at this point probably not.
No more poll.
That's okay.
It's all right.
There's still pull. Still on CBS Sports Network.
Yeah.
Just not as much pull, I guess.
Right? That's true. That's all right.
Speaking of that, has anybody heard from Pat Boyle?
What do
he
you mean?
He was here this morning.
Pull, speaking of pull.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I have not heard from him as far as the donation of his sperm to California Cryobank, but he is here. He's
okay.
Working. So if you want to check out maybe in a break and say, hey, did you donate that sperm? He'll have an answer for you.
I thought I saw a post on X that he put out last night about some new opportunity. You guys didn't see this?
No, I didn't see this.
This is Pat Boyle?
Yes.
Yeah, I did see that this morning, and I just went there to see if he revealed, but I see nothing.
It's probably being a board op for Moose and Maggie.
Not Moose. Maggie and Perloff. I did the same thing.
Wow.
Christ. Holy God.
The Taz and Moose show.
Andrew Perloff is really, like, you know.
Sorry, man.
BT, Dana, and who was the other one?
Tiki.
Oh, it was Tiki. That's right.
Yeah, they called that TBD, which ended up being very ironic.
It's true. Pat,
wow, yes.
Well, Dana's doing great now.
Unless, maybe, oh yeah, and she's on CBS.
So
this
Tiki and Brandon.
So yeah.
Tiki,
right. No, but she's doing better than there.
I wonder if maybe they're going to have some sort of a recurring role for him on the show other than just being the board op. And maybe that starts today on like a Football Friday.
Nah.
You don't think that's it? You think it's going into a room and doing the deed to make money?
No. I don't think it's that either. I think it's, he's probably got that job. They probably hired him to be Pete Pilotti's replacement. He's going to work on Maggie and Perloff.
Good for him.
It's got to be.
So then he can't fill in anymore, or we can maybe work that out?
I'll be like, oh, it's too bad. We had all these dates for you, and Jerry's doing Rutgers. And now
we had
can't
this guy take Pat Boyle's post, and he responded to his post. It's Joe 494-825. I don't know what the hell that is, but anyway, this donor insemination announcement coming. Thanks to Boomer and Geo.
Yeah. All right.
But I guess that's not the case.
No, he said some exciting career news coming tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Well, that's...
I would think it's Maggie and Perloff.
Has to be.
I would think so.
And probably not messing around. Throw Pat Boyle in there. It's got a little juice, right? Get him to replace Pete.
Yeah.
Saw Pete this morning. Seemed like he was happy.
He yes, so far getting more sleep than he was.
Yep. Yep, indeed. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
We are brought to you by Eddie Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Stop Winters Bros for help with your next cleanup or construction project. Visit wintersbros.com. Oh, Eddie. So the Chiefs played the Ravens last night. I'm just going to go right to the final play in the review because this is how the game was decided. I'm not going to be able to do this every day. Here's how it sounded when it looked like the Ravens might have tied or taken the lead with a two-point conversion.
Shotgun snap. He moves up in the pocket. Right tackle block. He runs around in a circle. Cocks his arm. Throws in the end zone. It's caught in the back of the end zone with the feet down. Likely got it. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Baltimore! Likely! Back of the end zone. And a leap hauls it down.
The runner's toe. Hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over.
A hell of a way to start the season. That was Kevin Harlan.
Great point.
Fan. Yes, sir. We get it. 27-20 was the final score. In the win, Patrick Mahomes, 291, a touchdown and a pick. Lamar Jackson, outstanding across the board, 273, a touchdown, ran for .122. He says, we had that score.
You said it, James. How about the touchdown? I thought it was a touchdown, but I still think it's a touchdown.
Understood, but it wasn't.
I think he had Zay Flowers wide open on the previous play.
No, I mean wide open.
And threw it 10 yards behind him.
Just missed him. Here was Mahomes on NBC Wild Night.
I mean, obviously, it was nerve-wracking. It's a game of inches, though. That's what they say. And that's a great football team. And to come out here and get a win at Arrowhead, it's a way to start off the season.
Yeah, and they do. And here's the play you're talking about where he missed him, like wide open in the back of the end zone. Did you guys, I'm sure you did, the play in the fourth quarter with about 11 minutes to go on the sideline with Roquan Smith when he hit Mahomes.
Yeah, we asked about it in the open, yeah.
Here was Smith talking about that play in Mahomes and also Peyton Hendershot.
Oh, he flopped. Yeah, he flopped. That's why the referees didn't call it. It was a great call by the, a great no call by the ref. But whoever 88 is, I don't know who he is, but he better watch himself.
Did he grab you? He did
a little slick push.
Was there somebody on the sideline that pushed you as well?
Yeah, whoever number 88 flopped. Is. I have no idea who he is, but I'll see him when I see him.
That's not a flop.
I was kind of in between. I don't think it was a flop. I think he fell, but it's I also don't think he pushed him too hard.
If you told me that he hit him on the sideline, just barely inside, I say, okay, I get it.
Because he was 5 feet out.
Stop. He was literally 5 feet outside the white line.
Yeah. Understood. Well, it's surprising, even with Mahomes, that they didn't call that. I thought that's a guy you would call it for.
Tom Brady would have got that call.
Probably. So there you go. We're off and running. That was the Thursday night opener. We have Friday night football.
By the way, I got the Pat Boyle career news.
Okay.
So there's a show on Infinity Sports Network they've been doing since it was CBS Sports Network. It's Sundays. It's an 8-hour shift. Where they go like an hour previewing the NFL games.
Oh, like around the NFL?
And you do like this around the NFL thing for 8 hours.
That's great. That's a long day, but that's a pretty cool show to do.
They used to call it around the Ackerman is what they called that.
He did it forever.
Yeah, because he did it forever. He's like, all right, let's go out to Chicago and talk to Ted Bush. You know, and then, you know,
Bush.
And then he's like, hey, it's Ted Bush here from Soldier Field.
Oh, yes.
All right, very good. Let's go down to Tennessee.
It's kind of like their version of Red Zone.
Ed Coleman used to do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Should have called it the
NFL in action.
Yes.
Oh, God. Some of the names of those.
Carl Bean.
Yeah.
In Boston.
Boston, yeah. Let's go to Carl Bean. Hey, Carl.
Like, hey, Ed. Good to talk to you. Tom Brady goes for his fourth MVP in 5 years.
And we had a guy in Detroit who actually went to jail for murder.
That is right.
That is true. Yeah, I remember that too. Who was a stringer? Yeah.
Who was the guy in New Orleans? That was also a for years and years and years. And you know it. Oh.
Carl.
No, I don't think it was Carl. I can't think of it. But he did it for so long. Might even still be doing it. I don't know. No, huh? I'm blanking out on it as well, but New Orleans sticks out for me. I don't know why.
So Pat's the host of this now.
Yeah, I guess so. That's great.
The Pat Attack.
I forget what the name of the show is, but it's at the end with Pat Boyle.
Oh, wow.
Name in the title.
Hey-o! The guy in New Orleans had a male-female name. You know, Chris could go either, you know. You know what I'm... I can't think of it. Eddie, come on. You don't remember this?
I know. It's killing me.
Sal's got to know, too, because he did all these things.
Rene Nadeau.
Thank you.
Yes, Rene Nadeau.
Thank
you. He had a great voice, too.
Yeah.
Right? He's like a Rene Nadeau. New Orleans.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
And then Chris Visser.
Chris Visser. Remember
the
Chris?
Guy who parades people around at the Super Bowl?
Yes.
He was a stringer?
Yeah. I think Denver was that. Is that maybe?
No. Denver was, someone else in Denver.
Brandon Cristal did it for a year or two. Remember?
Maybe.
He used to work here.
I remember Brandon, yes. But no, that's not who I'm thinking of. Well, whatever.
But that show as a producer was just hell.
It was
tough. Call these guys, and then they'd hang up on you for a different priority, and then you was like, it's not there, and then they'd go to it. You know, that would be like, Rene Nadeau, New Orleans, just here. All right, Renee's not there, so what do you want to do?
Because some other places paying them $50, and they're paying $25.
Right. Anybody else? Or are we just going to, can we take a break? Can't take a break? Okay. All right, so we can't take a break. So what we're going to do here is, okay.
It's like, God. But Eddie's right. As the time went on, other places started paying more and more, and we were getting bumped lower and lower down the list.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is what happened in a lot of cases.
Yes. Yeah, so, anyway, Pat Boyle's going to host that show now. It's just Zach Gelb was doing that, and then he felt maybe that show was now beneath him. Mm. So he opened it up and allowed Pat to slide right in there. So
good for him.
That's a good one. That's a good one for him.
Yep. Here is one from Dak Prescott talking about the contract. Where are we at now? Could it be done by Sunday?
I would say that they're working. I don't know if that's necessarily the timeline. I can't say, I've put a timeline on to Todd and Steven if we don't get this done, this or that. But I know they're working.
But they are working toward getting one done.
Yeah, they're working.
Well, we shall see. They play Sunday, the primetime afternoon game, of course, against the Browns in Cleveland. Of course, the Giants play the Vikings. You got the Jets Monday night with the 49ers. Come other things real quick. Yankees in Chicago today to take on the Cubs. First pitch will be at 2:20. Luis Gil, back from the injured list, is expected to make the start. Mets take on the Reds. Sean Manaea, the start tonight. New York tied with the Braves now for the third wild card spot as Atlanta lost to Colorado 3-1. Two back in the loss column to both San Diego and Arizona. The Tigers beat the Padres 4-3 in a ninth inning grand slam from Parker Meadows, and the Giants beat the Diamondbacks in the bottom of the ninth as well 3-2. So that's where all three teams in front of them lost. You got the Tigers and Padres continue tonight. Arizona and Houston. The Braves take on the Blue Jays. I don't have time for this. Okay. You know what? We got to move on because I have a very long moment of the day and we have picks coming up
That's right. Yep.
But I will tell you just in terms of the tennis today because it's a big day out there. American Jessica Pegula beat Carolina Makova in three sets. So she's into the women's final at the U.S. Open. She'll take on Arina Sabalenka, who beat American Emma Navarro. And on the men's side, semifinals today, Jack Draper faces Yannick Sinner. Then tonight at 7, it's an American battle with Francis Tiafoe and Taylor Fritz. All right, time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. And early on, we played the clip of John Sterling telling Evan and Tiki that he is returning to the Yankee radio booth.
Accuracy and Chris Olivero nicely asked me, would I return? I took a few days and I said yes.
So he will come back for the final week of the season and then do the playoffs.
Yeah, I've got expanded thoughts on that. We will have that coming up next, maybe.
Can we have an accuracy meeting?
Accuracy called me. Yeah. Imagine if Accuracy did call him and Olivero was listening yesterday going, no, nobody called him for me. What the hell he's talking about?
Well, we do have opinions from all over the place, as you can imagine, as Mike called into a Chris Mad Dog Russo show.
Listen, I think John made a mistake coming back. I thought he had a very good exit. I thought he got treated very well. I think he's making a mistake coming back. I really do. If I was going to give him advice, and he doesn't need advice from me, but I would tell him I think he's making a mistake coming back. Plus, I don't think it's fair to the guys who are doing the games.
Go f*** yourself.
That's great. You
know, I think he thinks he's making a mistake coming back.
Yeah, right. I would never do that. I would never leave and then come back when there was another person who was doing that job. If you would have reached out to me for advice, I would have said, listen, this is the way I would have handled it. I would have just been gone. I would have retired. I would have talked about
for time, and then I would have just let you guys do your show, and I would have been gone. I would have, you know, helped you out, whatever. But I would never come back and have you guys move to middays, and then eventually we'll be fired.
Okay. There you go, guys. Moment of the day.
Suck my left nut.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Milk Fort Top Studio.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
And the Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. I am the reigning champ of the picks last year, but you understand how that works. Generally, you have a good year, then you come back, you have a bad year, much like a bullpen. Much like a reliever, you never really have consistency in these picks, so we'll see if I can do it again. It was a, yes, it was a massive beatdown last year. It even did the win percentage last year, over 10%, as I was 10 games over 500. So this year I'll probably be 20 games under 500, but I'll at least have that DVD to go back and watch as I held the Lombardi up with the confetti coming down. So, a new year, new teams, same guys, same format. Five games. We will pick five games, including the Jets and Giants, every single week, unless one of the two teams is so completely out of it we don't feel like picking the game. But it's five games, two of which will be the local teams. Jerry, let's take it away.
All right, we take it away with the Friday night game. First time we're going to see a game in Brazil on a Friday night. It will be the Packers and the Eagles. The Eagles listed as a 2.5-point favorite.
All righty, guys, I'm going to take the Eagles, and I will lay the points here. I just think the Eagles, their skill positions, we talked about it. Can't wait to see Saquon Barkley and what he brings to this Eagle offense. I think the defense will be a little bit better. They're not going to be as bad as they were the second half of the season. And we got a young Packers team that's still trying to find its way. I'll take the Eagles down into Sao Paulo.
Yeah, I like the Eagles as well. And I actually think it's a good thing that they're playing somewhere foreign and different to them as opposed to being at home with all the pressure they're going to have on them with all the way things ended last year. I like the Eagles to cover that number easily. I think they're going to score a bunch of points, and it's going to be mostly through the air. Not that Saquon's going to score four touchdowns, but you're going to see the flexing of A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Give me the Eagles minus the 2.5.
Or perhaps I'm scarred from the playoffs last year. I will take the Packers plus the 2.5. Not only did they whoop up on the Cowboys, they should have beat the 49ers and should have gone to the Super Bowl. Another big step for Jordan Love. I will take Green Bay plus 2.5. All right, game number two. A interstate game for Florida. You got the Jaguars at the Dolphins. Miami, the home team, they are minus 3.5.
One of the fun teams to really watch this year, the Miami Dolphins. I think they are terrific. I love their head coach. I love their offensive scheme. I love the fact that guys are running all wide open all over the place. I don't think the Jaguars tried to spend some money on the defense this year. Obviously, a huge year for Trevor Lawrence and his new contract. I'm going to take Tua to cover the points and put up a lot of points against this Jaguar defense.
Yeah, you got to pick the Dolphins at home in the beginning of the season. This is where they flex. This is when they're at their best. At home, warm weather, everybody's healthy. So I do think the Jaguars are going to have a bounce back year and maybe make it back to the postseason, but they're going to lose this game. The 3.5 is a little annoying. I'd rather it have be 3, but you got to do what you got to do. So give me the Miami Dolphins to do what they do generally in the beginning of seasons and score 50 points and win.
And by the way, Miami, much like we saw last night with Kansas City, if not the fastest team in the league, at least the top 3 fastest offensive skill players in the league.
I'm with Baltius. I think this thing's a track meet, and I think the Dolphins outscore the Jaguars. I will take the Dolphins as well, minus the 3.5. All right, the Tom Brady game. You've got the Cowboys in Cleveland against the Browns. Cleveland minus 2.5.
This is interesting. You know, CeeDee Lamb hasn't practiced. He's got his new contract. Dak is still dealing with a contract issue. You're going to be going up against a top 5 defense in the NFL in the Browns. And Myles Garrett is looking for a Defensive Player of the Year award. I was going to take the Cowboys here, but I think I'm going to take the Browns and lay the points.
Damn it. So 3 for 3, me and you. I don't like when we pick the same games every single week, so hopefully this isn't a trend. Maybe I'll go first next week and see how it works out. But I do like the Browns. I think it's been a weird offseason there in Dallas. This is one of the last places you want to start when you have a weird offseason where guys are holding out and they're still talking about your contract and
defenders are flying around all over the place. I still think Sean Watts is just a weird situation there with that Browns offense. But I think it'll be close. I think it'll be low scoring, even though Dallas, we know how good they are offensively. But I think in this game, it's going to be like a 20-17 type of football game, and I'm going to take the Browns to cover.
I believe in Dak, and part of me dominating you two this year will be getting off to a good start by winning the first game tonight and then winning this game. Cowboys plus 2.5. Plus, I expect them to win 15 games this year. It's going to start Sunday. All right, the two local teams. 1 o'clock, MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Vikings and Giants. The Giants getting 1.5.
Yeah, give me the home dog, the New York Giants. If they're going to win a game, this has got to be it. And I think, as I've been saying now for the last month, that Brian Daboll is going to be an aggressive play caller. He's got Malik Nabers. He's got a group of wide receivers that are pretty damn good. They're not a top 10 group yet, but they are pretty good. They got some speed. I think they fixed their problems on the offensive line. Obviously, the things I'm concerned about most are their secondary. I do think this is a high-scoring game like we talked about this morning, G.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to take the Giants over your Vikings.
No, that's fine. This is a really tough one, and I've been waiting to this moment to finally decide what I'm going to do. And I could see it going either way. I do love the over in this game, but since we've agreed on every single game, I'm just going to go opposite, because if you had picked the Vikings, it would have gone with the Giants. That's how much of a toss-up I think that it is. But I think this game will be won or lost on if the Vikings offensive line can handle Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Brian Burns. That is the entire football game to me, because if they can, then Sam Darnold will be able to get the ball down the field to the wide receivers and TJ Hockenson. So, if not, he'll be on his ass the whole day and throw 5 interceptions, and the season will feel like it's over. So, I'll take the Vikings in this one.
All right, I'm with you, Boomer. I'm taking the Giants plus the 1.5. I think they're going to be not a good team, but better than people think. And I'll give you a prop bet. I'm taking Daniel Jones plus 209 passing yards. How about that?
Okay, over 209.
I don't think that's a crazy number, and no, I think they are going to throw the ball down the field.
They have to.
And then the final game, and I feel like it's the most anticipated game of the weekend after last night. You've got the Jets in Santa Clara against the Niners, who are a 4.5-point favorite.
All right, so the 49ers, much like the Cowboys, dealing with a lot of off-the-field contractual issues, and of course their first-round draft pick is going to be out for the first 4 weeks after getting shot in San Francisco. So, I, if you're going to beat them and you're going to play them tough and you got a top-end defense, I think this is the game you got to do it. So I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take the Jets on the road. I think they keep it close. I don't think they win, but I do think they keep it close and they'll cover.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Jets as well. I actually love the Jets in this game on Monday night. Something has to go right for them. If you're going to catch the 49ers, it's going to be early. We've said all these things throughout the entire week, and I think they're going to come out, especially Rob Saleh going back there. Aaron Rodgers, we haven't seen him in so long. Maybe it'll be a little rusty in the first quarter, but I've loved the Jets in this game. I actually love the Jets to win the game, yeah. So give me the Jets.
I'm with you. I would take the Jets on the money line, let alone the 4.5, so I'm taking New York as well, plus the 4.5.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. The Boomer and Geo Friday Football Picks brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.